If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Welcome to another edition of Your Hometown, where we shine a spotlight on the villages and towns we call home. Today, we're headed north of the border to the Lake Geneva region, sponsored by Visit Lake Geneva. Buckle up. It's time to explore.
Yeah, buckle up. That is an understatement. 720 WGN and Skip Harless. Did I say your name correctly?
You did, John. Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a blessing right there. I have to tell you. I was looking at your job description. You manage two locations. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's actually a big 1,300-acre resort. But, yes, there are two specific locations.
Right.
But a lot of other stuff, too. Yeah.
Well, the thing that, because it says Managing Director of Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, and then Timber Ridge Lodge and Water Park. So it's been a while.
That's right.
It's been a while since I've been up to Lake Geneva in that area there. It is absolutely fantastic. I was up there once with a rock band when the drinking age was 18, but we're not going to get into that.
That sounds great.
Oh, yeah, sure. But anyway, in my adult years, I would go up there. Do you still have an airstrip? For planes?
We don't. We just tore that up, and we're doing a golf expansion. But you know what? We still take helicopters. So somebody can fly in, and we can... set them down in a helicopter, no problem.
Well, you probably know this, but years ago there was a very small private plane airport right there. I mean, like right there.
Yeah.
And I was up in Lake Geneva, and I looked at my watch, and I went, oh, my God, I'm going to be late for my shift. And they said, wait, you can take a plane. And I went over there, and, well, actually, the airport it went to, where it landed, they destroyed that too, so I guess... that's that. But I got to ask you about one more thing, and then we'll get to some other stuff.
Sure.
I'm reading material today, and I see a name that rockets me back to my childhood. And I had to check and make sure that it was what I thought it was. And that is the Dan Patch Stables. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you know who Dan Patch is? Was?
Well, I do. I've heard some great stories about Dan Patch, but that, did you participate in that when you were a kid?
No. When I was a kid, there was like a movie, because Dan Patch was a horse. And at the time in the United States, pacer racing or whatever you want to call it was huge, and this horse Dan Patch was like a major celebrity. He was undefeated. They actually stopped racing him because nobody would go up against him. He broke world speed records at least 14 times. He's inducted into the Harness Racing Museum and Hall of Fame. And I'm telling you, I hadn't thought about the name Dan Patch. Whoa, I don't even want to say the amount of years because it's going to sound crazy. But there was a time when Dan Patch was like, you read stories about horses and things like that, and it's adventure, and maybe there was a movie. But wow, very cool, by the way, to use that name for the stable.
Yeah, it's really cool. He was a horse celebrity, right?
Yes, absolutely, if people can believe that. Okay, I'm right. Done with my airstrip harness racing references. I think you've prepared for a pretty big weekend, aren't you?
Yeah. I cannot believe. I don't know about you, but I don't know what happened to the summer. It flew by. It was just Memorial Day the other day. But yes, a big Labor Day weekend. Lots of fun going on. The last hurrah for the summer.
Yeah. So, but you're still operating. I mean, you people ski and. I mean, I remember.
Oh my gosh!
I remember going out there in the winter and being in a great dining hall and very cozy and very cool. Well, not cool.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Yeah. No, we are. Yeah, we're all season. And to be honest, I think you know, even though we're closing out the summer, so to speak, this weekend, the fall is just. Amazing. Yeah, in all the Lake Geneva area, and it is so beautiful. It's in fact my favorite time of year. But yeah, the fall is great. The skiing in the winter. Yeah, we keep going all year round.
Alpine Valley's not far from you, is it? Speaking of skiing. And they used to do
it
concerts.
It is not.
Yeah, they did rock concerts there. I don't know if they still do or not. But yeah, it used
to be, absolutely.
It's a great area. You go to Lake Geneva, you go over to Alpine Valley. I remember just strolling down the main street of Lake Geneva was just a really cool thing because there were specialty shops. I think I'm getting a memory of a candy fudge something or other. I don't know if that's still there or not, but I'm pretty sure I am.
Yes. Kilwins.
That's right.
Yes, Kilwins is, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
great place. Really wonderful shops. It's such a quaint downtown. So many people enjoy that, and it's right there on the lake. And,
yes, it is.
And yeah, you mentioned Alpine Valley. You know, there's so many little communities that completely surround the Lake Geneva area. We're in one, the beautiful town of Lyons. But we're neighbors. All of us are neighbors to Lake Geneva and obviously tie ourselves to that wonderful neighbor of Lake Geneva. But, yeah, there's so much to do in the whole region of Lake Geneva.
And I know that the resort and you as managing director evolves with times, and some people aren't drinking alcohol like they used to or maybe never did. And I was reading about a free spirit menu, which is a great name, by the way. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. That is one of the latest and greatest from our food and beverage team. And, yes, it's really a very trendy thing now. A lot of people would really like to enjoy, you know, the experience of cocktails, the taste of cocktails. And we have a full menu, and that is without necessarily experiencing the alcohol. So we have a full menu that our team put together that, you know, it's true cocktails. We have espresso martini, they call the dark spark, a new fashioned, which it looks and tastes just like an old fashioned. With no
That's
alcohol.
Great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like a new fashion, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing
exactly.
You're still, how late in the season do you keep the golf course open?
Well, we will go until we can't go anymore. So usually well into October. Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend of mine.
Sometimes even early November. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine who was a maniac, and especially about golf. And when there was snow on the course, he used balls of various colors.
So
And speaking of that, I read something called glow putting. What's that?
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. Kids, families, everybody loves that. But yeah, we set up a putting course with all the different aspects that will glow as well as the balls. And yeah, you can play it well into the evening. And it's just a fun, different kind of way to enjoy golf.
That's not miniature golf, though. You're talking about real golf.
No, it's literally on our putting practice area.
Oh, I see. Okay. Because I had a vision of a glowing golf ball, you know, sailing into the air and coming down like 250 yards down the course.
Oh, no.
Which I thought would be actually sort of cool, but no. No, that would be That would be impractical, to say the least. What else would you like to tell us about area that you're managing up there?
Yeah, well, you know, since we're talking about golf, we have beautiful golf, and it's a great way, obviously, to get out and enjoy the outside and the fall foliage, and we've got lots of activities outdoors, hiking and biking and horseback riding at the Dan Patch Stables and scooters and all that, but the golf is really, you know, a place that we shine. We have two championship golf courses, and then I have to tell you about the newest thing we are building. It's a brand new short course. We're going to open it for this next season. Are you familiar with short courses?
I am not. Maybe at a restaurant, but not on a golf course. No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, it's also they're popping up all over the place, and it's just a really more relaxed kind of fun way to approach golf that's great for all golfers of all skill levels, whether you are just approaching golf or maybe you want something that's still challenging and fun. But it's, you know, averages about 90 yards. Ours, in our case, is going to be 11 holes. And it's just, you know, about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hour commitment. Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah. And listen to this. The name of our golf course is Wee Nip. So like a little nip of whiskey.
Well, whoever in charge of labeling up there is doing a great job. From Wee Nip to Dan Patch and what else. It's awesome.
And the Brute. The Brute is one of our golf courses.
The Brute? Is it a Brute?
Yeah.
I mean, it must be a Brute.
It is a Brute. It is. Yeah, 7,000 yards, par 72, 68 bunkers. Yeah, it's a Brute.
I guess
so. But it's beautiful.
Skip, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Have a great holiday season. And just keep everything going up there in Lake Geneva. Thank you so much for being your hometown.
I will, John. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Skip Harless, Managing Director of Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, and Timber Ridge Lodge and Water Park.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown.